You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 12 and verse 17. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandment of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Several believers do not understand spiritual warfare. You see, when today what people are considered to be warfare is that they believe that there are some people who don't want them to succeed. There are people in their family who wants them dead. There is somebody who is affecting them so that their glory will not shine. You make spiritual warfare about your own material success. That is deception. That's not spiritual warfare. That you think that is what devil is aiming at. No, that's not what he's aiming at. Look at what the scripture says. He said he went to make war. With who? With the rest of our offspring who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Everybody that is living in obedience to God, everybody that is holding to the testimony of Jesus, Satan is at war with such people. You see, some people feel that, oh, it's because some people, devil likes them, it doesn't trouble them. You know, when we tell people that, see, Jesus has wrought victory and that we must place our faith in him, they say, no, we must pray for enemy to die. We must shout. We must do this. In fact, somebody told me, said, it's because I've never seen the trouble of Satan. And that is why I have this kind of view that I have. Can you see the ignorance? There is nobody that is spared from the warfare that Satan has initiated. Why? It is because you are obeying God and you believe in Jesus. So stop thinking that the devil is after you. Stop thinking that you are the only one that Satan is after. No. And Satan is not after your job. He's not after your money. He's not after all of those things. The fact that you have believed in the Lord, the fact that you obey the word of God, Jesus said, let the scripture rather in Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. The word of Christ is dwelling in you richly. Satan is at war with you. You've got to know it. It's not about, they don't want you to buy a car. They don't want you to build a house in the family. They don't want you to succeed. No, that is not the matter. That's not the matter. In fact, many people who are thinking this way, Satan is not even after them because they are already in the cage of Satan. Even that mindset is a satanic mindset on its own. So it shows that Satan does not need to bother about those people because they are already in his cage. The people that Satan are after are those people who are living by the word of God. Those who are daily exercising their faith in the word of God. Those who are living by the teachings of Christ. Those who are growing daily in the knowledge of Christ. Those who are rooted in Jesus. Those who are the light of the world. Satan is against them, not because of them, but because of whom they have believed. It's not about us, brethren. It's about Jesus. What the devil hates is Jesus. And because you have identified with Jesus, that is why Satan is at war with every child of God. You must understand the context of spiritual warfare. And that's why all we need to do is to put on the whole armor of God. You will now understand the need for the whole armor of God. It's not about you. It's because you identify with Jesus. That's why Satan hates you very deeply. And he's doing everything to break that your faith, to break that your confidence in Jesus, to turn away from the truth. That's what he is doing. But when you put on the whole armor of God, you will be able to stand against every wiles and tricks. And that's why you must also understand that it is our captain who is leading this war against Satan. It is not you. All we need to do is to put on the whole armor of God and we'll be able to stand against every wiles of Satan. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.